question was asked, should every Jew live in Israel? So that's like asking the question, should every person drink water? So if you ask doctors, does everyone have to drink water? Doctors will tell you, well, you have to drink water because people who drink water are healthier. It helps the electrolytes. It helps the nervous system. It helps our digestion. So you'll say, but people have migraine headaches. Coffee helps them. And some people have they have a sore throat and lemon juice helps them. And some people are on a diet, so if they drink milkshakes, that'll help them. So can you tell me everyone should drink water? So the answer is, the basic rule is, most people are healthiest when they drink water. There are situations where a person has to drink other things. That's true. Sometimes if a person drinks milkshakes, they won't be hungry and they'll be healthier and that's better for them. But it's rare. Most people, they drink water. That's what's going to be healthiest for them. So the same thing is true about living in the land of Israel. For most people, when they live in the land of Israel, then they're performing a mitzvah by living here. Every mitzvah they perform is worth more. It's worth more when they're living here. And the fact that they're living here, aside from the mitzvah of settling the land of Israel, is they're doing a service for all of the Jewish people in all of the world. And when a person is willing to forego that, a person is foregoing a historic opportunity. But it's a mitzvah. A person living here is doing a mitzvah. And the Talmud says that even great rabbis who learned Torah in Chutz La'aretz, when they come to Israel, they could do more. And living in Israel is living a life of Torah. It means I speak the language. You know what it says in the Medrash about teaching your children Hebrew? You know the Medrash? No. I'm going to tell you. But it's hard to swallow. The Midrash says, we say every day in Kriyat Shema, V'dibarta bam, mikan. The Medrash says, when the Torah says, speak in Torah. From here, says the Medrash, when a person has a child, he should teach him Hebrew. When a child starts speaking, talk to them in Hebrew. If you talk to them in Hebrew, they will be able to learn Torah. And if a person has a child and they don't talk to them in Hebrew and the child starts learning how to talk, you know what the Midrash says? It's not me. It's the Midrash. It says, mutav, it would be better, sheyikberenu. You know what that means? Yeah. Mutav sheyikberenu. That's what it says in the Sifri. Why is it better to bury the child? The Sifri is saying you are not giving your children the potential that they should have, and you are really doing them the greatest disservice. I'm telling you what it says in the Sifri. So you'll tell me maybe the Sifri is not relevant. Maybe we don't paskin like the Sifri. So the Rambam quotes the Sifri in his commentary on the first Mishnah in the second chapter of Pirkei Avot. And Rav Hirsch in his work Chorev quotes the Sifri. So a person is going to bring up their kids in Chutz La'aretz. And the children, the poor kids, they don't know Hebrew. The whole Torah is in a foreign language. What are we doing to our kids? So aside from the mitzvah that a person does when they grow up, when they're in Israel and every minute that they're living here, and aside from the fact that every mitzvah that they do is different, and aside from the fact that today our existence over here is an existence of Torah. You know, the Ramban came to Israel, he couldn't find a minyan. He had to bring people into Jerusalem. There weren't 10 Jews in Jerusalem. We walk every few houses. You have another shul. To live in Israel today is Gan Eden. But even without that, the Ramban made Aliyah. The Ramban came to live in Israel. So a person also has to think about what they're doing with their future, their own mitzvot and their children. So yes, sometimes a person has to drink milkshake. There are people who have situations where, because of their medical needs, they need different things. So some people have to live in Florida because that's the climate where their heart won't have a heart attack. And some people have to, because of medical needs, be all over the place. And there are people, you can't judge every person. But the general rule is a person is best drinking water. The general rule is every Jew belongs here. So far, the best. Thank you.